The Health Access Oversight Committee, comprised of both House and Senate members, held a day-long session to review numerous health and mental health issues. The committee meets when the legislature is not in session to assure there are no barriers to health care. Senate Health and Welfare Committee Chair Senator Claire Ayer is co-chair of the Oversight Committee.
It is our job to make sure everything's running smoothly. For example, we're gearing up for the health insurance exchange as part of the Federal Affordable Care Act, and we hope to segue that, of course, to universal health care for all Vermonters. And it really depends a lot on our health information technology. The information system is something that's really key to the increased quality of care and cost controls. So we want to talk about where the money is, where the money's gone, and how it's being applied and used right now.
Wednesday's discussion included a review of the implementation of healthcare information technology systems. Department of Vermont Health Access Blueprint for Health Director Craig Jones says while the meeting is an opportunity to update legislators on various healthcare reform efforts, the focus on infrastructure is critical.
It's extremely complicated because you're really, in the end, talking about a lot of different systems that have to be able to interact with each other. And the whole goal here, ultimately, is to be able to have people's health information where they want it and where they need it, to move with them as they move from one service or one provider to the other. And that means crossing systems. That means electronic medical records that are different from another practice. It means systems that are different from the hospital systems. And so we have to have a health information exchange network, and we have to be able to get the systems to talk. The different vendors, the different types of systems don't talk well. And so the real complexity here is working to build the interfaces and to build the movement of health information so that the systems can all contribute. And that's very complicated.
Craig Jones provided detailed information to legislators on the build-out of systems leading to a centralized registry that will be an integral part of the state's health care reform.
What's particularly interesting in Vermont is that we're taking that basis of a health information network, and we're trying to ramp it up to a level where it really helps support our health care reform efforts very directly. We're taking a base need that's all over the country, and we're trying to accelerate it even more.
The Oversight Committee reviewed a number of other topics during the day-long session. Concerns include a lawsuit filed in late 2011 regarding backlogs in investigating abuse and exploitation cases at Adult Protective Services, and a recent death at the Brattleboro Retreat. Again, Senator Claire Ayer.
The Adult Protective Services is something we would ordinarily have written updates. This time, there are about 20 different issues we asked them to tell us about, and then also asking advocates to come in and speak to us. The third big issue, we're now contracting with private hospitals. There were a couple of deaths at the Brattleboro Retreat, unbelievably tragic. But the issue for us to deal with is, what should we know, when should we know it, and who's supposed to tell us, and how do we use that information to improve the quality of care?
Legislators were also updated on plans for a new state psychiatric facility in Berlin. The Oversight Committee submits a report in January to appropriate legislative committees with recommendations for action. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.